Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One of my favorite things in sports is college football. One of my least favorite things in sports is watching the college football playoff ranking show every Tuesday and having my blood boil for absolutely no reason. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Things I didn't even realize I cared about, Pearl.
Like what?
Like Alabama getting absolutely hosed.
Oh, come
on. You know, they lost this game to Oklahoma by 2 points at home. They have one of the best resumes in the country, one of the strongest strength of schedules, maybe have the best individual win of the entire year. And for some reason, Alabama dropped 6 spots yesterday from 4 to 10. They're now behind Notre Dame. They're behind Oregon. They're behind Ole Miss. They're behind these teams that they have better resumes than. And it's just like, it's stupid to me. And it makes me mad.
You think they have better resume than Oregon? Huh? You would put them out of Oregon?
What's Oregon's good win?
Well, I mean, yeah, but they only have one loss.
Well, but what's their good win?
They had one
Iowa.
Good win, right?
They got beat at home by 10 points by Indiana.
That's pretty radical to put a bunch of 2-loss teams ahead of the 1-loss teams. So you would have, yeah. So
I'm just saying to drop all the way to 10. So maybe,
but they just dropped them. Yeah, I mean they put Oklahoma ahead of them because Oklahoma just beat them.
Yeah, but other head-to-head matchups don't matter. Like it's weird. It's this moving target, and I get the committee has a tough job or whatever, but they're not actually good at explaining it. And I think Alabama's too low in the current rankings, and I think that Notre Dame is too high at 9. You know, it looks like Notre Dame's kind of at least locked into something around 8 or 9. And that's actually a very big difference because if you're ranked 8th in this current version of the college football playoff, you get a home game. If you're ranked 9th, you have to go on the road for that opening round game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how much they count the conference title games. Because obviously, if you look at that, there's going to be a ton of losses ahead of Notre Dame, so they could move up.
And you didn't get a clear answer last night from the new guy, Hunter Yurecek. Do we want to play some of him? He was struggling.
Well, I think the key is
about he couldn't really come up with a great answer, Pearl, about whether if you lose your conference championship game, how much that counts against you. He just kept calling it another data point.
Right, exactly. Because they have no idea. They're just going to decide the final day. But actually, so Notre Dame at number 9, assuming they don't lose, which they're probably not going to, there's a lot of opportunities to move up because you're probably going to get, of the 8 teams ahead of them, I would say at least 4 are going to lose the game. So I wouldn't worry about the actual 8-9 in the home away yet. See a lot of losses left. The key is obviously Miami's boxed out. And my Texas Longhorns are very, very boxed out at 17.
They dropped to 17.
Yeah, Texas. So I think that we overestimate this is the exact ranking where we look at it, we're like, oh my God, that's gonna happen. Because you know how the last 2 weeks every year, like wild stuff happens. I don't know exactly what's gonna happen, but I remember last year we were at this exact point in the same year looking at it, and then man, a bunch of teams lost. Close games, a lot of rivalries coming up. I think Alabama's fine. They're totally going to be, you're right, they'll probably have to go on the road now. I still think if they get the right matchup, they could definitely find a bracket that works for them to go very far.
Okay, but again, I don't think they're a team that should have to go on the road because last year, every team that went on the road in the first round lost badly. Badly. And so I don't know if the history is going to repeat itself, but you're clearly at a disadvantage. And you know, so I find myself as an Alabama stan today. Okay. And then also now Miami, they're kind of doing this weird split the baby kind of thing where they're ranked at 13 right now, but not yet, according to the committee, in the same tier as Notre Dame, even though they beat Notre Dame.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, that's good luck with all that. Things to come. I just don't, I don't see how Miami's going to get in because they're not going to be in the conference title game. So with two losses, you're going to have a bunch of SEC schools with two losses, and then you're going to have them. I just don't see it happening.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're asking, what are you mad about when it comes to college football today? We also have some coaching news that we'll get to you in a moment. Andreas is in Chicago. Andreas, fix college football for us.
Good morning. So I've thought in the past about redoing the whole college football playoff system. So there's 128 teams. So my proposal is you do the top 64 as a tier one, the top 64 in the tier two, 32 teams in each conference, Western, Eastern Conference, rename everything, and then you have eight teams per division, so that's four divisions in each conference. And the top 16 from each conference goes to playoffs. First two, top two teams can get a first round bye, you just play it out.
Yeah, Andreas, Andreas, sorry, not to cut you off. Listen, it's a good idea. It's going to be like in the year 2040 if it happens, right? College football moves at such a glacial pace sometimes. Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's slow, so slow, then fast. College football is a moving target. And right now, Pearl, you know, they on December 1st, they have to vote on whether they're going to expand this version of the college football playoff from 12 teams to 16. Not even sure if that's going to pass right now and what the structure would be then. I like Andreas's idea, make this more like the NFL, but that's not going to happen for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Ross Dellinger, our former colleague at Sports Illustrated. He said 24 has now been seriously put into play, which is an odd number. The bracket of 24 doesn't really come off the tongue. But, yeah, I think that they're going to grow. I think it's going to happen faster rather than sooner, at least at 16.
I want to play something for you guys. Can I get the Desmond Howard? So you mentioned it, Pearl, your Texas Longhorns. Well, it looks like it's curtains for the college football playoff for them in the first season of Arch Manning being a starter. Well, they're at 17 right now.
Yeah, but they, I mean, in this exercise, what if they get a win over A&M?
I don't know if it's going to be enough.
Might not be enough.
Because then how many SEC teams are you really getting in?
At this point, a lot.
You're five already,
yeah,
which is quite a bit in a 12-team playoff. But I was thinking about this, like, how are we going to remember this first year with Arch Manning, right? They were preseason number one. First year is Arch with a starter. Right. I get he's a junior. But preseason number one, he was the preseason Heisman favorite. At one point, they were completely out of the top 25. Credit to them. They got themselves back up to 10, I think, was the highest they got. Mm-hmm. And now they're down to 17. But the future of Steve Sarkisian, I think, is very much up in the air. So here's Desmond Howard, who you think knows some people in college football. This is him on his social media yesterday.
Don't be surprised if that Texas job opens up at the end of the season. You guys were shocked when LSU opened up. Imagine how you're going to feel if that job in Austin pops open. I'm not calling or saying anyone's going to get fired. It may be a mutual parting of ways. You dig?
Was he taking out the trash?
Yeah, he was doing one of those walk and talks. And he was walking a dog or something. But here's the thing. That's off the heels of a Diana Rossini report from a couple weeks ago that got Sark very upset, where she said representatives from Steve Sarkisian were poking around the NFL, including the Tennessee Titans job.
You dig?
Yeah, I don't understand. One thing, I kind of more agree with Desmond. Like, why would the NFL come after Sark this year when it's the worst offense he's probably ever had? Right, I mean, I heard Sark tell me, he's like, I've never not been able to run the ball. I don't know what's happening. So, because obviously his offensive line isn't just bad. They are atrocious. So the entire offense fell apart for the first half of the season. Like, why would he get a job now?
Well, because you're thinking about body of work, right? Wouldn't you take one year where it doesn't look right? I think this is Sark wanting to get out of college football. That was the initial report. He was poking around. His representatives were poking around. And maybe he either realizes he doesn't want to do college football anymore, wants to challenge himself with the NFL. But just because this year happened to be a little step back doesn't erase all the other things he's done in college football.
I kind of heard Desmond say he's going to get fired.
No, he said no one's getting fired. It's a mutual party.
No, but that was a, I'm not saying anyone's getting fired, but that was a mutual, quote unquote mutual. It sounded to me that he's saying the powers that be of Texas are done with Sark. That's how I read that one. He's like, I don't want to say anyone is fired, but he's clearly saying, because you started the show talking about it, it's a huge disappointment this year.
Yeah, it is.
There's no way Sark is like a hot item and he's going to go to the Titans after this season. I think it would be a bunch of other players. Cliff Kingsbury
got hired off a losing record in college. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's, I think you can't be so laser focused in on this year. I think you have to think about, okay, Sark, you know, is he a program builder? You know, does somebody want to go down to the college ranks to get him? And he does run a good offense, just this year has had some trouble.
Yeah, I also think Sark, from his point of view, why would he leave a very young Texas team now when he could theoretically have a better team next year?
I don't think there's such a thing as young or old anymore.
It's but they're like, definitely an inexperienced team.
Well, I would say this. Every year, though, you basically almost start over. I'm not saying with an entirely new roster, but something like that.
Well, I think he would return. I saw something the other day. He's returning like 18 out of 22 starters if they wanted to. Like, they, you know, they basically put their whole two Final Four teams into the NFL. So everybody's coming back except for like two or three players. And if they get new linemen, I think like Texas would be a much better spot than, say, the Tennessee Titans for me.
I don't know. I think the burnout rate is really high now for college football coaches. I think that we're going to have unprecedented movement in the college football coaching ranks this year. After not many moves last year, I think this is clearly, we already have openings at Penn State. We have openings at LSU. There's openings at Florida, Arkansas, UCLA.
I would put up, I'm like curious a poll. If Steve Sarkisian is not at Texas next year, whose decision was it? Sark's or the schools? Because to me, I think it would quite obviously be the schools.
Yeah, not to me. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, we're going to do something a little different right now because of some scheduling situations. It's Wednesday. Usually we do the Great Debate at 8 o'clock Eastern, but lucky y'all, you get it at 7.
The Great Debate Series.
All right, Pearl, I'm not sure who was the inspiration for this one this week.
EJ, you came up with this one. Was there someone you had in mind?
Was this loosely based on something, or we just had this one in the hopper for a little bit?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Think about it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while. Something fun. Thinking about the icons of sports, and this is where we landed.
Okay, so today's great debate, good enough for me. Today's great debate, we're asking, who is the coolest athlete ever?
Simple.
Simple, but it depends how you define cool. It's kind of a know it when you see it. Pearl, you want to get us started?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was contractually obligated to pick this person. Quite obvious who the coolest athlete of all time is.
Most iconic. They always say, who's the GOAT? I don't think the GOAT is somebody that plays it, but they transitioned the game that everybody wanted to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that? Dr.
J.
J. I want to be like Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
Mike wanted to be like Dr. J. Everybody wanted to be like Julius.
Everybody wanted to be like Julius.
The pass is deflected. Going to be stolen, I think, by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Swung that baby way around. There was no chance for Cooper to get to that ball.
Yeah, for a long time, that was the most famous dunk maybe in NBA history. It was crazy. Dr. J, I think, is the coolest athlete of all time. I have a 2011 GQ magazine cover, the 25 coolest athletes of all time, and it is graced with one Julius Erving. It's like a 1970s Julius Erving. Oh man, like those old school jerseys, awesome. I mean, I think it, to me, just the man was actually not a medical doctor. I don't know if you guys know that. You guys are young.
Hey, could operate.
He was just so cool. They called him Dr. J. Julius Erving.
Yeah, I mean, and a prince of a guy. I got to meet him. He's handsome. He's a gentleman. All that stuff. Dr. J. Can't argue with it, but I think I have someone who can top it. I have somebody, we're talking about who is the coolest athlete of all time, our great debate. I have somebody who is the face of an entire sport, is still the face of the entire sport, and this is one of the coolest things still that you can do, skateboarding, and it's Tony Hawk.
What's Tony Hawk doing?
He's doing things he's never done before.
In Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, he's gone insane. With 8 massive levels to let you trick off of everything. Choose from 13 top skaters, create a skater, even create your own skate park.
Cool!
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, rated E for everyone.
Oh man, Pro Skater 3, wow. Tony Hawk, the most famous skateboarder of all time, Pearl, and obviously, like, you know, we're not athletic enough to do a lot of things that athletes do, maybe everything, but there's no way any of us would. We could train our whole lives. We're never hitting a 900 on a skateboard, which Tony Hawk did. Manny, you're looking at me funny. Tony Hawk is the coolest athlete because he still has the reign over this whole entire singular sport. Skateboarding is still cool to me. I will always think it's cool.
Oh, of course. I mean, he's a big corporate. You're worried about that. He does a lot of commercials for a skateboarder.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, Dr. J never endorsed anything.
Well, I'm just saying.
Bombers, baby.
There are some skateboarders who view him sideways. Because, you know, that's like a rebel sport, and he's a big corporate, just saying. But he obviously is, like, the king of the sport. You name a non-super skateboarder follow, name a skateboarder, they say Tony Hawk.
He's the coolest athlete ever.
Nyjah Houston is cooler than Tony Hawk.
I don't know who that is.
That is another skateboarder, well, and probably a better choice, because he has tattoos and drip.
Yeah, I know. That's my thing. Tony Hawk's a middle-aged dad like me.
Like, not Tony Shuttler. Hawk right this second. Tony Hawk when he was at his peak.
A 30-year-old Tony Hawk was still not very... All right.
I'm not doing the math on my head, but are we getting a glimpse of your teenage bedroom or your college dorm with a Tony Hawk poster on the wall, Maggie?
Well, college, he was a little old there. Okay. No, this was like middle school.
Okay.
Middle school and high school.
When and you were wearing Vans and skateboarding?
Yeah. My Vans were green.
You used to shred, Gray?
I could skateboard.
You used to shred the concrete jungle of Binghamton, New York?
No, D.C.
Oh, God.
With those feet? What kind of board were you on?
A surfboard.
A surfboard with wheels.
A real long board.
Why do you think I can do it? I have good balance with those gigantic feet of mine. All right, go ahead, EJ.
All right, so great picks all around, but to me, I gotta go with the guy that when I grew up, I saw kids wearing braids, kids rocking long sleeves on their arms that they cut out socks from. It is one Allen Iverson.
Trackmasters. Yo, check them out. It's the new A5s. You gotta rock them. They even put a zone in the league to try to stop him. He's the answer and the problem. You don't want it with the way that boy go to the hole and take punishment. The young boss of the cross for 4 quarters. And from 3-point land, he's all water. Matter of fact, call him the king. The way he breaks down the defense, it's like he got the ball on a string. And he will blow by you fast. Penetrate and dish it off or let it go high off the glass. Even on the court, we stay fly. Jada and AI. Make sure you go get the A5s. Even on the court, we stay fly. Jada and AI, make sure you go get the A5s.
I mean, when I tell you a commercial had me in a chokehold, this is one of the most iconic commercials of all time. This is Jadakiss rapping, talking about Allen Iverson's game while Allen Iverson is doing his crossovers in the background. It's black and white. It is truly one of the most iconic commercials. I mean, the league, as Jadakiss mentioned, put in a zone because of him. They had to do a dress code because of him. I mean, he was a true trendsetter in a way that nobody else was before him. In fact, both Gilbert Arenas and Lou Williams said that compared to Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, way more buzz, way more attention if they went somewhere, whether it was an All-Star game, at a lobby or a hotel. Said Kobe was famous, Allen Iverson, entirely different. Lou Williams, I learned about groupies being a real thing, waiting in the hotel room, hanging out with Allen Iverson. So that's my pick. I'm going with AI.
We're talking about practice.
All right.
We ain't talking about the game.
I think actually.
We're talking about practice,
the
man.
The answer to this is actually Jadakiss is probably the coolest person of all time.
Well, he's the king.
But he's amazing. Okay, so we're asking, who is the coolest athlete ever? Manny, go.
I take you to a time long, long ago. Adam and Eve had actually just met, and he hadn't even taken a bite of the apple yet. I take you to the early 90s. There's an individual with a rather cool nickname. And honestly, if you're going to be a cool athlete, you got to have a cool nickname. And this guy, he also had a lot of swagger. That cool guy with a cool nickname, Primetime.
And he throws, intercepted. Is he inbounds, Deion? Down the right side, yes. He's to the 50. They can't stop him. He can high step this one half the field. Oh, he waits to the 10, though, and walks into the end zone, does another dance. Touchdown 49ers.
I think that one probably will be shown forever with him, you know, high stepping, hand behind his back for about 96 yards, you know, pointing at the Atlanta bench.
This
is my house. I built this, and this is my house. I don't care if I'm with the Falcons or not. This is my house, and this will always be my house. Now let's continue.
I got Deion because, of course, you can see that interception, his swagger on the field, both in the way that he played and with the accessories. You take a listen at any of his interviews post-game. He had all the chains out, the sunglasses, the Jerry curl. Oh, man, that guy just ooze drip 90s fashion. Oh, he was really, really cool. I got Deion Sanders.
There you go. We're asking who is the coolest athlete of all time. It's our great debate. Bogues, you get the final word.
I wanted to be noted my objectivity here. I usually spend time dismissing, downgrading, mocking the Knicks. But when this topic came up, my very first thought was a Knick, one of the greatest players in franchise history, and was cool before Allen Iverson was even alive. Plus, he is still damn cool right now.
Tonight's Cadillac trivia answer. Shaman had the big game, 36 points off the bench. Who holds the Knick record for most points off the bench in a game?
Was it Harrington?
I'm going to go with you, Clyde.
Al Harrington.
As Gus Johnson named him, Al Buckets.
And that was before the cannabis, Mike.
Walt Clyde Frazier, Hall of Fame player, wearing God knows what earlier this week's on TV, making weed
what
jokes.
What is going on?
About Al Harrington at 80. And we're buddies. You guys all can say whatever you did. Me and Clyde hang out now all the time on the sports memorabilia circuit. So this is a personal nomination by me.
He thinks he's your cab driver.
He does.
Wait, what do you mean you hang out on the sports memorabilia circuit?
Got to interview him, right?
Yeah, thanks for, once again, just meeting me today, Pearl. Walt Clyde Frazier, that's my pick.
You guys all know that Bogus tours sports memorabilia with Walt Frazier? How come I've never heard this?
Yes.
You just did about social media. Yeah.
Yeah, he posted about it.
Yeah, we talked about it one time on the show. The one that's
amazing.
Next to me.
I'm going to give Bogues a vote just for that.
No, thanks.
With the music.
I was once at a Knicks game when I was still allowed to go, and they showed Clyde Frazier on the Jumbotron, and he just went through his outfit from shoes to pants to jacket to the briefcase to the whole deal, and he got a standing ovation.
Take me to the garden.
Yeah.
888-710-4ISN. Coolest athlete ever. Can I just make an observation about our list? The most current person, most current athlete, is probably Allen Iverson. I mean, Tony Hawk still does his thing.
Well, primetime's a coach, maybe.
Yeah, but he's...
I told Manny to go with Yamal. How come you didn't take that advice?
Because he's still a baby. Like, he still needs to prove some things on the field that, you know, for him to get that type of respect.
Braces. Can you be cool and have braces?
Yeah, he still has braces. Right now, he is not playing with the team because of a pubic injury.
That's right. Which might make him cool.
Yeah, pubic injury.
How'd that happen?
Ask her.
Because he's the king. He's the prince of Spain. That's how that happened right now.
Oh, what about...
He's got VD. Is that the pubic injury?
I really hope not, but yeah, he's had this pubic problem for a few weeks now.
I don't think Alcaraz would have more of that in Spain.
I think they both do. Wow. I didn't know that. Didn't hear that. That's a designation for soccer players, pubic injury?
Yeah, pubis injury, yes.
Was that just a loss in translation thing? Like, was that a
problem?
I really pelvic? Don't know. Lesión de pubis. That's what we've got right now.
Maybe it's a pelvic injury. Nobody did Michael Jordan, by the way. That was one. How come none of us did MJ?
I don't know. Didn't pick MJ. Didn't pick LeBron. Didn't pick anyone currently.
LeBron ain't cool.
I'm cool. LeBron's in the Tony Hawk category.
Hey.
Corporate.
How about Joe Burrow? No one picked Joe Montana.
Joe Burrow?
Burrow. I mean, is Joe cool is his nickname.
They both do.
Right, yeah, but he's not as flashy as some of the like Deion or anything.
Well, I had to downgrade Joe Burrow because he's not buying the Batmobile.
I don't think Joe Burrow is...
His nickname might be Joe Cool, but have you seen the quarterback stock? Yeah. That dude stinks. That dude stinks.
He plays the piano.
He wears backless tuxedos. That's cool, right?
You know who I actually saw? I pulled up this GQ list with Dr. J. Arnold Palmer. Should have gotten some love. That dude. And Joe Namath. We did talk about
it. Yeah, Joe
Namath. Like old school cool. If we were going... We should have gone old.
The drink guy?
Muhammad Ali was another one.
He'd light a dart on the course all the time. He was amazing. You'd love this guy. I'll show you some pictures, man. You'll be like, this guy was the best golfer in the world. He's the opposite of Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, okay. Who no one picked? No one picked. Well, Tiger is a little complicated.
Not cool. Tiger, there's very Tiger nerdy. Doesn't have a cool bone in his body.
Well, I mean, he was out there.
Oh, come on. That guy is the biggest. If we're doing the biggest nerd in sports.
Tiger wins that one.
I don't know. Maybe 03 Tiger probably has some clout in this discussion. No.
No, because he's trying to compensate.
Pre-scandal. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Easy question, not an easy answer. Who's the coolest athlete ever, and why are none of our choices within the last 30 years? Okay, lots more to do, including your phone calls. And Lane Kiffin, is he being overrated in this whole college football coaching showdown between LSU and Florida? What are they buying? What are they getting? It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
What about Junior?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Great debate today. Coolest athlete of all time. It feels like everybody's trending old school in this one. I guess it takes a little while to get perspective on what's cool. And to me, these young athletes, it's not that they're not cool. They seem like, I don't know, they don't care about being cool as much. Like a lot of these like 18, 19-year-old kids right now, for some reason, it just seems like maybe I'm missing it, but they don't seem as obsessed with style. It feels like NBA players get about 6 or 7 years of their NBA career, like Russell Westbrook, then they get into the style. Mm. So the young, like 19, 20, I don't see those guys in this conversation, but maybe I'm missing something.
See, I have a different take on this. We're doing coolest athlete of all time. It's our great debate. And we notice everyone on the show picks someone from like 30 years ago. We have no current athletes. And I think I know why. Have you guys watched a football game recently? I know you have.
Nope.
And every time that someone does something, they all do the same celebrations, basically.
Yeah.
Everyone does that Cam Ward thing. So maybe Cam's actually the coolest now. He's the trendsetter. Like, it's so copycat now that it's almost like who stands out? Like, I think it's because we're all on social media. We're all seeing the same things, copying the same things. It almost feels like who are the originals? Like, you have to be original to be cool.
I totally agree with that. But I also think there's another thing. I think everybody's so corporate now because you can start to get you name, image, likeness is a fitting thing. You are starting to be marketable in eighth grade. So you have to play to the corporations. Like you honestly can't do some of the things that you used to do. I mean, like,
yeah, I think there's exceptions, you know, like some guys seem kind of comfortable in their own skin.
I don't know. There isn't a single person in high school. You start to learn, hey, I got a Procter & Gamble is my meal ticket here. I don't think that athletes getting paid at a young age, I think, affects everything. For example, you pick Tony Hawk. I mean, Tony Hawk has never seen a paycheck he wouldn't accept. And yep. That's why I wouldn't put it. And I wouldn't put LeBron on there either. I think the more corporate you are, the harder it is to be cool. That's why Allen Iverson, to me, I'm actually voting for him over Dr. J.
That's EJ's pick. Brian is in Idaho. Brian, who's the coolest athlete ever?
Hey, good morning. I would go ahead and tell you John Daly.
We're talking about corporate.
He's an original gangster.
He is an OG.
Honorable mention, Bartolo Colon.
Oh, big sexy.
Brian, do you mean current John Daly or old John Daly? Like, you know, Bad Santa John Daly that we see now or the old school, the 1992?
I mean, depends on, you know, your age, I would say. But, I mean, I like them both. Yeah. I think right now he's, you know, he was a legend on the course. And, you know, now he's making himself a legend on and off the course, just through everyday living, normal guy, you know?
Brian, I get it. There's a little tinge of sadness always.
He lives in Happy Gilmore's garage. Happy Gilmore 2's garage. No, it's still Happy Gilmore.
He's the only person I've ever, like, I don't know John Daly, but came in contact with who's a legit chocolate addict.
So that's his problem.
So that guy can drive a ball 200 yards, 300 yards, rip cigars, drink, and he also has a chocolate addiction?
Yeah.
Wow, I need to get his autobiography or something like that.
No, have you ever seen a bio of when he was winning? It's crazy. That dude partied like crazy. He just showed up at the course.
I mean, think about it. And Arnold Palmer,
seventh wonder of the world,
Hooters, is lemonade and iced tea, right?
Yeah.
And if you spike it with vodka, it becomes a John Daly. I mean, it's pretty.
That's amazing.
Challenge accepted.
You didn't know that?
No, that's great.
Steve's in Greenville, South Carolina. Steve, who's the coolest athlete ever?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm going to go with Joe DiMaggio. That's going way back, but he was incredible on the field. Handsome, sharp dressed off the field, hung with Marilyn Monroe. And I think we're still drinking Mr. Coffee.
Steve, it's a good one. I was thinking about Joe D. Obviously, the famous marriage to Marilyn Monroe that lasted less than a year, but he always put flowers at her grave, right? That was his thing. Mm-hmm. It was written into his will that someone would always put flowers at Marilyn's grave. I think he was probably better after they were married than he was during their marriage. But the thing that Joe DiMaggio is going for him is you didn't know a lot about athletes back then, right? It was a lot more curated than it is today, where everyone's got a podcast and we know all the stories. And
he said, I've heard this often. Joe D is a good looking guy. I don't see it. Maggie, do you see it?
Oh, prime Joe D? Uh-huh.
He's got so much riz. I mean, it didn't matter what you thought of him.
Of course.
Our good friend, friend of the show, Dr. Positano, of course, best friends with Joe DiMaggio, wrote a book called Dinners with Joe. He's so classy and cool and like did everything right.
I'm not denying that, but
yeah, I know what you, I don't
like, I think Mickey Mantle was a little sloppier, and I think that Joe D was a little more buttoned
up. Really? Because Mickey Mantle, he was enormous. That dude was.
Well, Mickey Mantle's Oklahoma, but Mickey Mantle was definitely an alcoholic, you know, and he was
it's the 1940s, you know what I mean?
I agree with Mantle.
A little bit different.
Joe D is good looking, not because of his looks. Does that make any sense? Like, he's just all character.
Also, Marilyn Monroe also married Arthur Miller. Like, she clearly had tastes in all different types.
I mean, Marilyn Monroe, she had issues too, if we're, you know, being frank.
Yeah, of course she did. But
good looking chick, though.
She preferred broad. One way to put it.
Oh, I'm not going that far.
Marilyn Monroe. Wow, you guys have a way with words.
Why am I single?
I think there was a little mystery.
Rewind button on the Odyssey app.
To people who, back in the day, a little mystery that we don't have now. That could make people a little bit cooler. Like, we do know LeBron's just like basically an NFL dad. Like, NFL watching, like, middle-aged guy.
Yeah, maybe that's why we all went with previous generations.
Yeah.
But we should do coolest athletes under 25 as a sidebar, just to come up with somebody.
Angel Reese. 888-710-4ISN.
Big commercial for me.
Listen.
I mean, that's the thing. Everyone under 25 is so leveraged.
Someone plays at the cage on the West 4th Street.
Someone, I mean, Dr. J didn't have half these commercials.
Someone playing on
Venice Beach. There were 4 TV channels and 3 magazines and no internet.
That's kind of to Maggie's point. I think these people are a little overexposed. I think Maggie nailed it.
Let's get to Bogus Who's Got Headlines for us.
These headlines sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. Another week of Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M atop the CFP rankings, but we knew a change was coming after that. Since Alabama lost to Oklahoma Saturday, the tie dropping those six spots from 4th to 10th, the Sooners going up 3 to number 8, while Georgia now gets that final first round bye. Tulane is this week's group of 5 rep and would face number 5 Texas Tech in that opening round. Jamar Chase's one-game suspension for spitting at Jalen Ramsey Sunday has been upheld, so Chase will miss Sunday's game with the Patriots and the $448,000 game check. As for Ramsey, who was thrown out for punching Chase on Sunday, Mike Tomlin was asked if he had a message for his player.
I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Which was punch him on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's totally cool. Just late hit one of the top receivers in the game about 5 minutes late. And that's not a problem. But
that's
spit.
Football,
well,
Pearl.
Well, it's the AFC North, Pearl. I mean quit clutching your pearls.
I watched it again. Second quarter, 9 minutes, 10 seconds left. He hit him so late. The officials are in
a
coma.
He's got a timestamp.
Yeah, because I was trying to get the clip and put it out on social media, but I couldn't quite figure it out. And also, you're not supposed to put NFL highlights out anymore. They're pretty mean about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the dirtiest hit I've seen in the entire season. And Mike Tomlin's talking like he's on a soapbox. Give me a break. That is the funny thing. Like, anyway.
But you don't understand why someone would want to punch somebody if you got spit in the face, though?
Totally. I understand that. No. But Jamar Chase would have ripped off his helmet and punched Jalen Ramsey right there in the second quarter. Like, they wanted to fight the entire game. It wasn't sure. The spitting is only part of the story. I was disappointed that the Bengals didn't fight the seal. Like, there should have been an outright brawl after that hit.
Yeah. That's how they should decide the division. Everybody just fighting each other.
Bengals
like
are heartless.
That was kind of called the early 2000s. Yeah, it was,
but
like that.
The current Bengals are totally heartless. I mean, they are not engaged at all.
Not.
And that I mean, Jamar Chase is this wonderful player who's stuck on this dud of a team. I get not spitting, but. Yeah, also, Aldo, they're like, why is spitting all of a sudden like the worst thing that ever happened? People acted like Jalen Carter like killed his grandparents
or
something.
If I go ahead and go into that studio and just hock a loogie right into your glasses, you're not going to punch me in the face?
Probably, but did they have to suspend Jalen
Let's
Carter for
happens.
The whole game?
I don't know, Manny. That seemed like a dare. Probably.
Yeah, they had to Let's suspend them for it. A game. Yeah, of course.
But it's okay to hit a defenseless receiver in the head?
No, but I think one seems to even tangentially part of the game, and the other is so outside of the game. But Pearl, keep going on this. This is your hill you're dying on, spitting on someone not that bad.
Well, I just think Mike Tomlin, I'm like, oh, okay. I love the moral preaching by Mike Tomlin. Like, his team hasn't been dirty through the years. Give me a break. He had Hines Ward on his roster.
Oh, yeah. I got a head hunter.
Like, okay.
Do you think he's morally preaching by saying, do whatever comes naturally to
well,
you?
Well, he's saying, like, the Bengals are dirty and whatever.
One other Steeler note, Tomlin confirming that the very uncool Aaron Rodgers does not need surgery for the broken bone in his left wrist. He could play Sunday against the Bears if they can protect that wrist without compromising Rodgers' ability to actually play quarterback. Let's check the San Antonio Spurs injury report now. Rookie Dylan Harper has been out with a calf strain. Wemby has the same thing and expected to miss multiple weeks. And now we're adding on Stephon Castle's strained hip flexor. But there still is De'Aaron Fox.
Nearly stripped of the ball. On the deck, Keldon Johnson picks it up. Hands to De'Aaron. And the exclamation point is the windmill jam from De'Aaron Fox.
Fox scoring 26 in the Spurs 111-101 win over the Grizzlies, who were missing an injured Ja Morant. And U.S. men's soccer destroyed Uruguay last night 5-1 in a friendly in Tampa. Four of those goals coming in the first half. While that was happening, this was happening.
Ball gets the header out. Curaçao have done it. A blue wave is heading to the World Cup.
And the crowd goes
for the first time in their history. Curaçao are World Cup bound. They will become the smallest nation ever.
Yes.
To take part in a men's World Cup.
All right, he got there. Were there four people in the stands? Where was everybody?
That I can't help you with. But again, this is a tiny island, if you are unaware, that's 40-ish miles north of Venezuela. It's part of the Netherlands. It has produced many baseball. You guys do, but there are people listening to the show. 158,000 people. That's it. That's like the block that we work on.
Listen, if you turn on a television between August 15th and September 1st, you know Curacao because they're always in the Little League World Series doing work.
Yeah, people would defect there, right, from Cuba? I think that was...
No, I think that's too far. That's too far away.
That's too far. Probably Venezuela. Didn't you just say that it's a couple miles from Venezuela?
Yeah, it's like just off the tip of South America.
Those kids used to be ballers.
But also Blue Curacao is also the name of a...
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
A liqueur.
A liqueur that you'll find... Blue Wave, it's a good call.
Haiti also qualified yesterday.
Congratulations to Curacao for making their first ever World Cup. You guys ever had Blue Curacao? Delicious.
I'm looking at pictures of Curacao online. The beaches are beautiful.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I know someone who just went there on a vacation.
Island,
loved it.
Island in the Caribbean has beautiful beaches. Whoa, what a hot take.
Oh, come on, man.
EJ, if you're still looking for a honeymoon destination?
Curacao.
Added to the list of 17 places we're still considering.
How about Jones Beach?
About Rockaway Beach.
Definitely pass on Rockaway Beach.
Nobody comes to New York City on a honeymoon.
Gilgo Beach.
I mean, non-New Yorkers do.
Don't even say that. Stop, sis.
The shrapnel in the last 5 minutes. Curacao getting dismissed for liquor. You're sending people into the murder capital of Long Island.
It's not romantic there.
Jeez.
What happened?
Come there. One of you will leave.
I don't know. Does Court TV still exist? Because we're all going to find out what happened in Gilgo Beach. So sad. 888-710-4ISN.
Don't look it up, America.
888-710-4476. Okay.
Come to Long Island.
Folks, thank you so much. Coming up, we still have your nominees. Great debate today. Who is the coolest athlete ever? And I see some on the call screener that I never even occurred to me. So we'll get to that. Love you guys for that. Also, is Lane Kiffin being overvalued in this coaching search? It's M&P.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. Wednesday's great debate. We did a little early today. We're asking, who's the coolest athlete ever? Said our pal Big Friendly in California. Friendly, who's the coolest athlete of all time?
Now, Magsy Malone,
before I give you my athlete, I want to do a real quick honorable mention because I think the guy has some of the coolest ring entrances. Prince Hasim Ahmed. Ahmed, I think it was.
Yeah, Prince Hasim. I don't think he was a real prince, entrances, though. I don't think he was a real prince.
Magsie Malone, all I said is his entrances. I didn't say nothing else.
By the way, Friendly, thank you for the video yesterday. So Friendly sent us a photo, video, and you dancing in that video was something else. Kaplan's got it. Maybe he can throw it up. I'm not trying to catch anyone off guard. But those are some killer moves.
Hey, I had to break out the Carlton Banks from my man Daddy Cool. You know, only the best. But
I'm seeing it now. This is awesome.
You're doing good, Carlton.
Now, Daddy Cool, I got something for you in a second. But Magsie Malone, the coolest athlete of all time, has to be the original Joe Cool. Joe, the man from the Jets. There was nobody cooler than him. He was the first football player, athlete to have his own talk show. Joe Namath on the sideline in that picture in the mink coat. There was nobody cooler than Joe Namath.
I'll agree with you. He also starred in a Broadway show. Did you know that, Pearl, about Joe Namath?
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
The
word,
hence the name Broadway Joe.
Right. Is that where he got it from? It was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, right? Yeah, he's wearing like a pirate shirt.
He's standing in Times Square. Very, very cool. Yeah. Friendly, you're right. Joe Namath, the OG. We just find it funny that all of our choices are from 30, 40, in some cases 50 years ago.
I think the athletes today are cooler, like Shohei Ohtani, cooler in a different way. These are athletes from the day that you wanted to see what they were wearing. You wanted to see what they were saying. You wanted to see where they were at. But Daddy Cool, you kind of broke my heart. And I think Mrs. Coolest Wife Ever deserves a picnic, my man. Don't sleep on the picnic. Don't sleep on the picnic. And you guys have a great day.
Friendly, thank you. It's Friendly doing the Carlton for us on the live stream, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet.
Wait, sorry. What does don't sleep on the picnic mean? That's like his dating advice, is to go take a girl on a picnic.
Yeah, this is from yesterday.
I would never sleep on Big Friendly's dating advice. I told Manny he should follow that man into the bar. Like, the Big Friendly is the only person I've heard in this show has given Manny good advice. Your advice to go to the Knicks parade was the worst advice I've ever heard.
It was a watch party. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
no parades yet.
Oh, God. Oh, I yearn
toy
for
with
a
him.
Parade. Imagine if I met the love of my life at the Knicks parade.
I don't think Knicks throw a parade every time they beat the Hawks and there's a parade.
You could have met her at the watch party, but you couldn't get off your butt.
Got that right, sister.
Let's go to Cliff's in Atlanta.
My butt was comfy on that couch.
I thought about this one, Cliff. I think you're on the right track here. Who's the coolest athlete ever?
I think it's Derek Jeter, hands down. Yeah. I mean, his play on the field, his disposition off the field, always said the right thing. Parents always in the press box. And the people he dated, everybody wanted to date. And Derek never called attention to himself. He just let his work on the field speak for himself. Handsome guy. Just a class act all the way.
That is cool. Angel. Everything you just described is uncool.
No.
Having your parents in the stands and being always saying the right thing.
That's what makes it cool.
No, Allen Iverson is cool. It's the exact opposite of this.
Okay, I'm with Cliff on this one.
Oh, yeah, Cliff disagreed more.
Okay, first of all, they got the 5 World Series rings, got the World Series MVP, but Derek Jeter's hit list here is pretty epic.
Oh, yeah, over 2,000 hits, 3,000 hits, I understand.
A home run on his 3,000th hit, just with an exclamation point, I think, was the call. Laura Dutta, who I don't know, Adriana Lima, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Tyra Banks, Gabrielle Union, Bridget Hall, Jordana Brewster, Scarlett Johansson, Vanessa Manillo at the time. She married Nick Lachey. Mariah Carey, Minka Kelly, and then marrying Hannah Davis.
Saludos, compañeros.
Yeah, but he's
and
not.
No one ever knew about it. Like, we knew
about
it.
But he's not very
it.
Fashionable or culturally cool in any way. Like, you can't have Allen Iverson and Derek Jeter on the same list. They're almost diametrically opposed.
Well, he brought Jordan to baseball, so, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's got that Michigan connection.
He
didn't convince him to play baseball.
Jordan Brand
is North Carolina, but it's also Michigan.
But Derek Jeter is so uncool.
I disagree.
I feel like cool.
I just gave you a list of 20 women who would also disagree.
I think he's pretty cool just solely based on the women that he dated.
Yeah, but and I the mean, woman that he's married to.
And he kept it under wrap. Like, listen, it was all over the newspaper page six gossip pages. But think about A-Rod and how sloppy that was, where A-Rod's getting caught, Madonna showing up to the games. Like, Jeter always seemed to keep it a little more on the DL.
Exactly.
He's a biracial angel.
He's classy. He always did the right thing.
Yeah, classy. That cool is classy.
I don't know. Like, I feel like most of the list, you got to be kind of a rebel. Like Joe Namath or Allen Iverson.
I don't know. I think Jeter's kind of got it all.
Because
it's
just Derek Jeter.
He's the opposite. Where he's coming from.
The most unrebellious person pretty much ever. I don't know.
But what about
I like,
classy?
His father has a doctorate, Pearl. Has some respect.
He's classy. That's cool. Oh, look, his mom and dad are in the crowd. It's like, oh, that's nice. That's not
Dr. Charles.
Cool.
It's cool to respect your parents, guys. Respect your parents.
It's not. That's the exact definition of what's uncool.
Oh, man, wait until your daughters start disrespecting you.
Too late. Thank you for a long show.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.